Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. You are now listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. This is episode 249. Today is May 1st, 2026. Yeah, it looks like I put out two episodes today. So we have a great talk today, and the talk is given by a YouTuber by the name of Jett Franzen, and I'll spell it J-E-T-T and then F-R-A-N-Z-E-N. Young guy, I think he's like 26 years old. It's funny, like I'm listening to him and he's mirroring, or I'm mirroring him, however that works out. And we're kind of echoing the same exact thing, but in a good way. Like this young man gets it, he understands it, he breaks it down. So give this episode a good listen, because it's going to challenge you mentally, because you're going to feel the rust kind of cracking off the bolts in your brain and the synapses kind of refiring up a little bit, you know, to back to when your younger days, when you had more charge and more sovereignty over your mind, right? But this kid gets it. Like, he really, again, aggregates it from different angles and explains. This talk is about how people are dumb. And it's so true. I said it the other day to on my podcast or something, but how people get into argument for the sake of winning, not for the sake of dialogue or learning anything or getting their point across and then receiving the point from the opposing side. No, no, no. Everything now is about winning. Winning and then putting the other guy down, which is not building, it's just destruction. So let's give this kid a good listen. I do want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach, the Merciful's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. Let's get into the episode.
The rise in people that are incapable of critical thinking, that have a very difficult time having basic conversations, and in general can't formulate independent thoughts, is truly alarming. And I'm sure that you've realized this same thing, whether it's through conversations that I've had in person or just paying attention online in comment sections in different communities. It's very apparent that people are not thinking for themselves, right? When you have a conversation with someone, very quickly you realize that they can't talk about things that haven't been on their feed in the past week. If their favorite creator doesn't talk about a certain idea, then they won't talk about it. And I think there's two really big issues at play here. The first thing is the attention span. I'm not telling you something you already don't know, but with content being so dumbed down and so easily digestible in pursuit of trying to reach, you know, a larger audience or you know, gain more views, content creators will dumb down their content so that like children can understand this. And what it does is, when the average American is spending, I believe it's anywhere between 5 to 8 hours a day on average on their phone, they're not exercising the brain muscles to be capable of thinking critically. And so now everybody is like walking around dumb, but they think that they're really smart. And I understand like the easy thing to say here would be like, oh, you know, you're the one that's just like that too. And like, I understand I'm making myself an easy target for saying that, but I truly do believe this is true. And I truly do believe that this is an issue. And I'm not trying to hate on these people, but it is becoming insufferable to have conversations, because if you hold a conflicting belief to someone, they freak out and they panic. And the reason that this is, right, is because of what's called cognitive dissonance. Now, cognitive dissonance is really the idea that one person cannot hold two conflicting beliefs, because what happens is, if this is their belief right here, right, they attach their identity to said belief. Now, if somebody else has a conflicting belief, it's really just a clash of ideas, but the person is now perceiving that in their head as a direct attack on them personally, because they have made that ideology their identity, right? And so this is where you get emotions heavily involved and no one's operating out of logic, and everyone's guilty of this. I mean, I'm even guilty of this myself, but some people are much more susceptible to this than others. And some people, like even myself, I'm able to catch myself when this happens, because I think a lot about my own thoughts. right? People refer to it as metacognition, like thinking about your own thoughts. But there are so many people that don't have that. There's a legitimate percentage of the population that doesn't have internal dialogue, right? They just sort of go about life without having that, which is so strange to me. It's like a foreign concept, because obviously I haven't experienced that myself. But when all these things contribute to one another, this just creates such a large issue, right? Anytime I have a conversation with somebody, I feel like I have to abide by their sort of framework that they're capable of talking about. Like, people genuinely cannot think below surface level, and it's infuriating, right? It's so frustrating. I think the biggest, like, it is social media to blame for it. I know that's the obvious answer, but a lot of times the obvious answer is the right one, right? Where it's like, bro, iPad kids are going to be growing up in, you know, the next decade, and you're going to, like, if you are a manager at work, you're going to be trying to tell these kids once they get a job to do stuff, and they need everything spelled out for them, and they need someone to walk them through it, you know, step by step, absolutely everything. Everyone's afraid to go out on their own and try to figure things out on their own. It's insufferable. And it's like, those are the iPad kids, but honestly, that already happens now, right? That already happens with a lot of people that you know in your personal life or that you've seen online. As somebody who does content creation myself, I've seen in my comment sections that there are people that have assumptions about me which are so false. They're just so wrong, because they saw some random person online make a video hating on me, and they decided to jump on that bandwagon. And so I've talked to a lot of big creators. I've had the pleasure of talking to creators that have millions and millions of followers. And just last week, I was talking to this one creator. I'm not going to name him because I don't know if he wants to be name dropped in this, but he has 5 million followers on TikTok, and he talks a lot about what's called the hate train. Now, the hate train is basically where, you know, you'll be a creator and you'll, you know, get a usual amount of hate comments, whatever, but nothing crazy, right? All of a sudden, some other creator will make a hate video about this one creator. And because the internet is just full of sheep that just like, they go at whatever is told to them, right? They see this one video and all of a sudden it starts this train of hate, where all of a sudden your comment section will just be full of the same people that are saying the same things and unironically think that they're saying something insightful, or that like they're creative, when in reality they're just following the herd, right? And then this sort of goes on, because then other creators start making videos about this one creator, and then more people like fall in line with this. I've seen it time and time again. It's actually happened to me twice now, where all of a sudden I'll just get like a wave. It's like a trend of people that will hate on me because, you know, a few people started making videos, and these people think they're so intelligent. They go into your comment section. They have no profile picture. They're not saying anything new. They're just copying exactly what they were told. And like, they act like they have no skin in the game, and they think that they're being smart, right? And these people are real people. Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of bots online, but these people like have real lives and like go about their day, and they have the same sort of judgment that they cast onto everybody else. Meanwhile, they're nobody, so they never get judged, because nobody, they never put skin in the game. They never try to do anything. And so it's really frustrating. And even if you're not a content creator, you've probably realized this online. If one celebrity says, hey, I believe in X, Y, and Z, all of a sudden, everybody believes in X, Y, and Z. They didn't do their own research. They just took everything they saw at face value, right? So everybody is just being controlled by the most dumbed down content, the most easily digestible slop that requires really no extra effort. And what it does is then the second that they believe this, all of a sudden, all these other people are going to make videos on it, or all the other people in the comment section are going to believe it. So it's just it's like cognitive bias, right? Like, all of a sudden, their belief is reinforced because everyone else, who's also really in reality just a sheep as well, like, it just creates like this cycle of reinforcement where all of a sudden they believe anything they want. And what happens is, over time, certain ideologies become more and more absurd, to where you're sort of pushing the Overton window to what's acceptable. And the Overton window obviously refers to politics, but I'm saying this in any sense, right? It could be like, let's use a basic example, video game, right? Everybody could love a video game. All of a sudden, one person is like, man, this video game is is stupid, and I don't like the fact, like the graphics. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people hate the graphics when literally a day before that video came out, no one ever talked about it, right? And so this same like slop is shown in the news, right? Like my parents, bro, every single day, they sit down and they watch the news, and then they watch some like Netflix or Hulu slop TV show. And then they like, I love my parents to death, but then they'll have such strong opinions about different societal issues or, you know, what's going on. And it's like, you were just told by whoever runs, you know, these like basic news channels, this information, which is like curated perfectly by these elites, or like these TV shows, they're trying to convey a narrative or a message. And it's so obvious to people like you or me, if you're still watching this video, but it's really not obvious to a lot of other people, and they don't have the mental effort. A lot of people work jobs that they hate all day, and so they're tired, they're exhausted. They don't want to, you know, spend a lot of time trying to actually figure things out for themselves. Like for me, at least in my case, I actually never watch the news ever. I rarely consume content online unless it's to make videos of my own. And I get most of my information from books. I specifically love classic books, as you guys know, because those haven't really been, like, the current narrative can't exist in these books that were written, you know, hundreds of years ago. That's what I love about old books. Also, the process of reading strengthens your mind so much. It makes you, you know, far more intelligent, and your ability to, you know, connect the dots on certain things and pick up and have to work for messages in these books basically just makes you a better critical thinker. The literacy rates are dropping drastically. You try to talk to your coworker and you realize this person unironically consumes, you know, what is it called? Like AI Love Island, like Fruit Love Island, like stuff like that. It's almost comical how bad it is getting nowadays. And honestly, I don't see this getting better. I only see it getting worse. As AI gets better, there's going to be a lot more of that stuff. Now, some of this stuff can be good, but man, is a lot of it like genuinely hyper easily digestible to where, you know, people are not required to think for themselves. They're literally just going to do what they're told. Also, with society advancing so much technologically, with medicine, with, you know, so much of like various things, right? You're not necessarily required to have such a high intellect to survive. It used to be survival of the fittest. You used to be a part of a tribe and you had to earn your own keep. But nowadays you could be some loser who doesn't try or do anything in life and just like, this sounds so hypocritical, but lives in his parents' basement. You know, I mean, I'm one to talk, but lives in his parents' basement and like doesn't do any, like just plays video games all day. You know, the cliche, you know, just the cliche loser, right? And I don't know, it's weird because I fit a lot of those descriptions, but one thing I've never done is been like not actively tried to work towards something. I always try to educate myself. I've always read books. I'm always researching. It's always just been a hobby of mine. So yeah, I mean, I live in my parents' basement or in whatever, but like I actually try. I mean, a lot of people genuinely don't really care about this stuff. I've seen, I'm 22, right? So I'm 4 years removed now from high school. And a lot of people that I was friends with in high school, I have seen them. They used to be like, I don't know if I would say like high agency individuals, but they used to like have a head on their shoulders, right? And now, whether it's life has beaten them up or, you know, they just don't simply don't care, whatever it is, they are like almost like NPCs, like genuinely. Like I try to have a conversation with these people and it's like, man, you are still talking about the same topics that we talked about in high school. Like there hasn't been any moving on. You're talking about the most basic stuff that's been going on in society, and it like your opinions, I just know that was copy and pasted straight from your your Instagram reel feed, right? Like it's I don't know, I hate making this video even because it makes it sound like I think I'm superior, and I truly don't think I'm superior. It's just, it's frustrating, man, because why is nobody capable of independent thinking? I don't know. In school, here's the thing, school in theory is supposed to teach you this stuff, but it doesn't. Like school is created by a group of people who have an alternate agenda. They're basically trying to warp you into a 9-to-5 slave. They are, like, as J.D. Rockefeller said, who founded the General Board of Education, he is literally, this, you can look up this quote, he said, "I'm in the business of building workers, not thinkers." And he's like, people are going to be too busy working all day to think. The idea here is that you have to basically grow to survive, and so long as you're surviving, you don't really care about anything else because you don't want to put in the mental effort. It's too exhausting. And so as a result, you do nothing, right? You don't think for yourself. Bro, I struggle with this so deeply because I love my family so much, but they literally will straight up tell me, they're like, "Jet, we can't have any of these conversations with you because you always get so deep." Bro, to them, getting so deep is like me saying, yeah, I think that there is, you know, something bigger at play here in society. Like, someone is trying to control us and make things, make things less moral and, you know, turn people away from God. I don't really think that is very deep level thinking. I think a lot of people understand that. And, like, my family won't have a conversation with it. My family legitimately will not let me talk about philosophy because none of them are into it. And they hate when I talk about it because they're like, oh, like, you're trying to get so intellectual and all this stuff. And it's, we don't want to do that. Well, it's like, well, when is the time to do that? Right? Like, my parents are in their mid-50s, bro. Like, when is the time to do it? I don't know. It's hard because, once again, people can just give into hedonism. There's so much dopamine that's so cheaply available everywhere that doesn't require you to do anything. Like, back in the day, you know, man would have to fight. They would have to hunt, to kill, to get food. If they wanted to attract a mate, if they wanted to get a girl, they would have to go out and do stuff. Nowadays, you don't need to do any of that. There's no price that's being paid for a lot of the stuff that our ancestors did have to pay a price for, right? And so our brains become fried. It's really hard to see where our society is going, especially as somebody who is, I'm sure if you're still watching this video too, you're probably more aware of what's going on, but the average person isn't. And even when you attempt to sort of pull this person out from where they're at, and basically it's like Plato's allegory of the cave. So in the Republic, Plato talks about this allegory of which there are people that are chained up in a cave and there's shadows on a wall. And they believe that the shadows on the wall, like, is reality, right? And it scares them and they don't want to leave. And they're so sure of, like, this reality, and they're chained up. But then one day, one of the prisoners, you know, gets free, and he leaves the cave and he sees the light and he realizes that it was all a lie. And so he comes back into the cave to tell the other prisoners who are chained up. He's like, hey, those shadows on the wall, it's a lie, it's all a lie. But guess what? The people that are chained up and are still looking at the shadows don't believe the guy who was set free. They don't believe him. They actually get mad and they get aggressive towards them because they've become so comfortable in this delusion, in this reality that they've built up for themselves, that they can't accept anything else. And that is the society that we live in. Everything is cognitive bias. Nobody wants to do any deeper level thinking. People follow the herd and unironically think that they are being insightful, and they think that it's cool to hate because that's the trend. And, you know, they will believe videos that don't even have counter arguments, that literally just restate what someone else said. And then they're like, yeah, that's wrong. Like, that's the whole video. It's just showing someone what someone else said and then not offering a counter argument, because people don't care about thinking deeply about any idea. It's so frustrating. Anyways, I'm getting monotonous, so I'm going to end this video, but thank you guys for watching.